I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
What's upset you now?
Either of you two, lactose intolerant or don't have dairy?
No. But I wonder sometimes if I might be, and I've just not looked into it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got to be careful what I eat. It's not milk, but it's beans. I'm trying to reach you. I don't know. Why?
The reason being is that one of the things that I stopped pretty much having dairy stuff about 9 months ago, okay, which I know isn't going...
Why?
Because it was causing stomach pains. I got that stomach ache. I'd like have a bit of cheese and I feel great. And then an hour later, I feel terrible.
No one feels great after cheese.
They do. They feel great
while you're eating the cheese.
That's what I mean.
And then instantly feel awful.
Yeah, and it's not what just cheese guilt. It's like literally it's doing something inside me.
Yeah. What, like gurgling or actual pain?
You're just kind of stomach cramps, a little bit that... The kind of
thing. I don't even believe you. What are you talking about?
I don't believe you.
Look,
you're going,
oh, a little bit of stomach cramp. Yeah, like you've eaten cheese.
Yeah.
It's cheese.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't it cheese? It's like it's off milk, isn't it?
Do you get stomach pain when you eat cheese, Sean?
I don't get stomach pain, but if I like have a pizza, I'm fucked. That's a different thing, isn't it?
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. People will do it. Pizza is amazing. They'll eat a pizza and they'll go, isn't that lovely? And then an hour later, they feel awful. And they'll just sort of go, oh, that's just part and parcel of a pizza. It's not normal for human beings to feel terrible after fueling themselves.
It just isn't. What are you talking about? No one's watched a nature documentary.
Stephen, if
you don't want to feel bad after eating food, have a carrot. Good luck with your life.
Right.
But I'm going to have a pizza, right? And I'm going to enjoy it. And then I'll feel awful in an hour. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Stephen, so you're going part and parcel of just eating is feeling awful because it's nice food.
Yes. That's life, isn't it?
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime, Stephen.
I like the idea of watching a nature documentary and you've got Attenborough sort of going and watch the lion now pouncing on the wildebeest and eating it an hour later. He's going to regret this.
Amazing.
But a lion lying
under a tree going, oh, fucking hell.
But they do, don't they? They do. If a lion eats a zebra, he will... Mildred Barrett, my dog... Right?
If a lion eats a zebra, it'll get stomach cramps and then go on a podcast and talk about it 3 weeks later.
But possibly. Anyway, the point I'm making is there are some things I miss, some things I don't miss. And I've tried to cut down on it. But one of the things I really don't miss that used to do my head
ridiculous.
In is, right, okay, have you ever bought double cream or sour cream from a supermarket? I'm sure you have at some point, either for a dessert or a shopping like this, right? And it comes in a plastic pot with a foil lid on the top, right?
Yes,
but
correct.
If you buy yogurt, it does that. And it comes with a little plastic thing that goes over the foil lid.
Yeah.
So that when you have half of it and put it back in the fridge, you put the lid back on. And that makes sense.
I have never ever thought to think why that lid is there.
I've learned now that that's what that's for.
That lid is there so you can put it back half eaten. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Everything, like margarine tubs, right? The milk bottle, everything's got a lid so you can put it back. The idea is if it doesn't, you have it in one go, right? If you buy a sachet of something or you buy like microwave rice, you know, you don't seal it up again because you have it all in one go. Simple as that, right?
Yes. Okay, right. I'm with you now.
Except for sour cream and double cream.
The two things arguably which most need that function.
Yeah, because you're not going to sit and have half a litre of double cream in one sitting. And yet, it comes with a foil lid and no plastic lid to go over the top. Look, I'm that sorry, is... but that every single person who's bought it now is going, he's right.
That's fine.
You are
right.
Everything else can be
that's life-changing.
Yeah.
What's going on? We are in 2022, or at least at the time I'm listening to this, it is definitely 2022, because I don't know how long I'm going to talk about this for. But the point is, right... What? Who is having half a litre of double cream or sour cream in one sitting?
That is a sour cream is served in dollops.
At best.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely.
It's a drizzle, right?
And that is, yeah.
Okay, fine. If you've got a dinner party and they're all having a bit each, then absolutely fine. But like, come on, the idea is we put it back in the fridge. You've not given me the equipment to seal the thing up again.
What sort of beast is getting through a pot of sour cream in one sitting?
I tell you what, someone who doesn't mind having the kind of stomach cramps an hour later that goes, it was worth it! It was worth it!
Exactly. Just sat there going, mate, that's part and parcel of eating a pot of sour cream, mate.
I promise you, every single person who has now bought cream and double cream is going into a supermarket going, they're right, why? And you can take the plastic lids that came off your yogurt and put it on there. And arguably, yogurt is perfectly normal to eat in one
shouldn't
go.
Have to.
Shouldn't have to. I end up there with a rubber band and cling film making what looks like a kind of a teenager's attempt at a condom when they haven't got it.
You know, I was just about to say that. A friend of mine at school lost his virginity and used exactly that. A carrier bag and an elastic band.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking, no.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure? Are you not kidding? Have you never heard of teenager's attempt
Johnny.
At contraception when they haven't got the right stuff.
I've never, you don't need contraception in the way I do it.
Oh, God. you need to expand on that. There are too many.
Wow.
You can't leave that hanging out.
Wow. The idea is that this is the chat that Sean's having with me and you, Paul. I'm trying to work out how he rewords this to a girl. You don't need contraception the way I do it.
Have you got anything? Don't need to the way I'm doing it, love. Oh, dear.
So that's what you end up doing. You end up making basically a homemade condom for your own sour cream.
Well, do you know what? I thought this relates to what you're saying. I thought this the other day. You know, with boxes of cereal?
Yeah.
What's the point in the box? The cereal's in the bag, which is inside. Why have you double wrapped this? What's the point in the box? Just write those things that you've written on the box. Write that on the bag.
Like a crisp
what
packet.
What is the point? Like a... Thank you very much. Like a crisp packet.
No problem at all.
What is the point in the... When every day you read that apparently we're all going to die, the planet's dying, what and it's because we're using too much waste, what is the justification for the box?
I must admit, there are some times when you get... Just for example, there was like a Japanese meal deal in Marks and Spencer's. It comes in a box and you undo the box, you break it down, you put it in the recycling, out it goes. And the next time you buy it, it comes back. It's just this cyclical kind of thing. And you go like,
yeah,
there has to be an easier way of doing this.
I think
it's like the world is ending or it isn't ending. Which one is it? Because if it's ending, stop using the boxes around the cereal. And if it's not, don't worry about it.
Well, would you get rid of the box around and keep the plastic and make it like a crisp packet? Or would you get rid of the crisp and have it straight in the box like washing paper?
Well, no, because the bag keeps it fresh, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, because it's airtight. That's the idea behind it, isn't it? But
we should all be using those kind of quite middle-class jars where you kind of like...
Kiln jars. You put your cereal in a jar. Seal it down, yeah.
You know, that really is the way it should go, isn't it? You should be turning up at the shop with your jar. Well, they do that in some like Whole Foods, these kind of poncy. So you go go, right, I've turned up. You look like an absolute prick. You know, you're there. You've got a pair of corduroys, a cardigan. You're turning up on a bike with a basket on the front of it. You're kind of half hipster, half eco warrior. You turn up at the Whole Foods, you've got your jar, you go, I've come for my cereals. But in many ways, that is what we should be doing.
Well, yeah. And
because you look like a prick when you're doing that. You look like less of a prick than I do when I'm having to recycle all the stuff that I've done for the 15th time. You know.
It's also, the thing is, also, how much do you sound a dick when you leave the house? It's taken me 10 years to remember to take a bag with me. Right, the idea goes back. You got a bag going shopping. Got a bag, yeah. If you got eight empty Kilner jars, no, it's all right. Do you know what? Because I'm not going to start doing some impromptu street drumming on the way to the shops.
And I will also go on record with this, and I'm happy. I'm happy to admit to this. I have never and will never pay for a carrier bag as long as I live. I have never and will never pay for a carrier bag. I'm sorry, I do not believe in it. It goes against everything I stand for. I won't pay for
it. Believe in it.
Have you used any bags today? I know it says no or none. It should say absolutely not. No, I absolutely have not.
So what do you mean you haven't paid for one? Do you mean you just carry everything home like a lunatic? Or do you mean you just take a bag?
I'll take a bag and I won't pay for it.
You take a bag and you won't pay for it?
Yeah.
What? Can you imagine just how low rent that would be a court case? Right? It's an idea. Do you know Paul McCaffrey?
I'm here.
Paul McCaffrey.
You can find me.
His career was absolutely on a trajectory.
This isn't
and then the bag happened.
I'm like Anthony. What was his name? Anthony Worrell Thompson. What was he? I mean, that was a. He got caught shoplifting, didn't he? There was a sort of spate of celebrity shoplifting cases. Winona Ryder.
Richard Madeley as well for
Richard
keeping the alcohol in the trolley because it was too heavy to lift out onto the conveyor. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Not that I'm a celebrity or a shoplifter.
Exactly.
You know, I am. I just am not paying for. I've lived so long in a world where carrier bags are free to then turn around and start saying that you need to pay for them. I'm sorry, I'm just not having it.
I just like the idea of the security guard running after you, pointing at your shopping, going, "Have you paid for that?" And he goes, "And you open the bag." Yeah, all of this. No, the bag. Right.
I know.
It's like when they do you remember when McDonald's tried to. Remember when McDonald's tried to start charging for the ketchup?
Do
you remember that? And they just had to go, this isn't working. Oh, the pumps!
They're the little pumps.
Oh, my God!
With a little plastic
I love doing that.
What?
I love the pumping the ketchup into the little pot. It's a really nice sort of feeling.
It's quite satisfying.
You love pumping the ketchup into the pot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever see me in a McDonald's, you'll see a table nearby looking at me going, God, look at him, he's really enjoying that.
If you're ever single again, that has to be your Tinder profile. I love pumping ketchup into the pot.
Just it's really nice. I feel like I'm sort of what would you equate it to? Either one of those sort of train things where you're kind of like the two of you, the like a seesaw where you've got the carriage where you're manually making it go down the track.
What are you on about?
They're called a pump cart.
A pump cart, there
pump
we go.
Cart, yeah, in fact, it's actually one of my first ever jokes about the whole idea that getting on a train that's so slow, there's a guy overtaking us in one of these.
And that's, oh, yes.
And I have to I have to describe it as
Paul
that.
Paul loves
no one
pumping.
Knows. One of those things that you see in 1920s films.
People.
Paul loves pumping. That's what we've discovered.
Pumpy Paul McCaffrey.
Quickly, find him something to pump. He's getting grizzly. Get him something to pump, for the love of God.
Oh, you want to stay away from him. You want to stay away from that one. He loves pumping.
Yeah, no, you've made a really good point there, Stephen, and I fully agree. What else annoys you, mate?
Well, it's the flip side of the spectrum is, and it's I'm sure someone might have even mentioned this to you guys before, but like it's when people say to take a chill pill or to relax genuinely.
Can I just quickly
are you Will Smith's defence lawyer?
No, what I was going to ask, Stephen, has someone told you to take a chill pill in the last 24 hours?
Possibly daily since I was 12. That's the thing. And you know what? You guys know me for years. You know full well that actually that I'm quite anal, quite analytical. Tell you what, I'm really proud of that. And anybody else who has chilled their whole life, I'll tell you, there's a good chance they're as dull as dishwater. I, you know, when people are really... You know what? The Dalai Lama, right?
Dullard's... Hang on, Steve. Right,
I have to ask you to refrain from using that kind of language, please. you can't start bandying around expletives.
Dishwater. By the way, if I'm trying to talk about something else, what dishwater is ramen. Ramen can fuck off. Right? I'm sorry, but when you scrape noodles into the sink after you've finished eating, that is what ramen is. Anyway, I don't know what anyone
is. It's a shit meal, ramen. I agree. I've never had that.
Noodles should be unsatisfying. It's just it's basically when you scrape food into the washing up bowl when you haven't rinsed it out. That is ramen. Anyway, so, point taken is that when people say take a chill pill, I just think telling people to relax when they're animated about something is a bit like saying, oh, you really like something, do you? Or can you like it a little bit less, please? Because I'm finding your passion difficult to deal with. The problem is with the person telling you, not with the person receiving it.
Ramen is fucking mental.
It is.
It's just fucking mental.
I can't believe you just sat through.
It's all I've been thinking about. It's just absolutely insane. Sean here. Hope you enjoyed What's Upset You Now. Just to let you know, I have a new stand-up comedy special out now on YouTube. If you just type in Sean Walsh, it's called Kiss. It's about that time I went on that dance show. Hope you enjoy it. Paul?
Thank you very much for listening to this week's What's Upset You Now. If you enjoyed it and thought, God, I wish that was a bit longer, we do an hour-long episode of this every Monday exclusively on Patreon. You can subscribe by going to patreon.com/WUYN. It is the price of buying me and Sean a coffee a month between us. That's all. We do an hour-long episode. There's extra features in it. We do What's Upset Them Now, where you actually get the opportunity to be on the podcast by sending in a voice note of something that's upset you, and me and Sean will give it the What's Upset You Now treatment. We also do What's Upset the Internet Now, where we read out hilarious one-star reviews. It is brilliant. And as I say, it's only the cost of a coffee a month. Go to patreon.com/WUYN for an extra hour-long episode of this. Every Monday. See ya!